Citrus Heights has sought to create a city that is business-friendly, with stores like Stein Mart opening earlier this month and HD Supply opening next week. What specifically would you do to keep and attract businesses in Citrus Heights?
Thank you very much. That's a great question. Right now, I just sort of enumerated the median income for Citrus Heights residents, and here's the problem that we have. We have too much retail in Citrus Heights. We have more retail than we can really support here. We have multiple stores that are struggling, and it's because we have a $49,000 median income. People aren't shopping at the Sunrise Mall anymore. They're shopping at Arden Fair. They're shopping at the Galleria in Roseville. So we're really not really looked at a regional center for shopping today. So my approach to drawing business there would be to train and to provide training and education and to build a truly labor pool in Citrus Heights to draw businesses to the area.
Mel Turner.
Okay, thank you. Economic development is something that obviously we take very, very seriously in our city because we don't have other sources of revenue other than our sales tax, as we talked about early on. So for us, it's a matter of setting up, as we have done, the council has set up an economic development fund to attract businesses to our community as a way to support some of the things they like to do, infrastructure projects, whether it's sewer connections, we've done credits, we've done lots of things that we are able to help them look at our city as a viable option in terms of moving. We've also opened the doors to a lot of new businesses. As you mentioned, HD Supply. We've also got a Walmart supermarket that's coming into Citrus Heights. These are businesses that we need. One new business that we opened up on the other side of our of Antelope, the other side of our city, has been in a very blighted area that for years has been a place where drug addicts and homeless have congregated. And we have a Stones Casino that has opened up a fabulous facility there. And the thing about the 400 jobs that they have are bringing to Citrus Heights is that 51 of those jobs are for residents. 51 of the people they've employed are residents of Citrus Heights. So I believe very strongly in economic development and doing everything we can to make it happen in Citrus Heights. Thank you.
Steve Miller.
Yeah, a lot of folks truly believe we can control what goes where and who comes to Citrus Heights and where they locate their business. But really all we can do is encourage through things like economic development, our facade improvement grants, and our sign grants to help existing businesses improve their image and increase customer base. But truly, we need to look at diversifying our economy. The internet is affecting your basic retail stores and how they do business. I know there's a strong interest in improving the mall and make some changes there. But again, we can help that through fee deferrals and the infrastructure around it with our streets to make it attractive. And yet it takes the businesses to make the investment. So we can only encourage that through proper zoning, responsive planning. And one thing I like that I've heard from the businesses that have come here is how easy our staff is to work with to get the doors open. And that includes our planning department, our building department, and our inspectors, and our partnership with the fire department, getting these folks doors open so they can open for business.
Bridget Duffy.
I hate to beat a drum, but corporate greed is what's attacking our family-run businesses, which are dying by the day. I see them disappearing all the time. I had a business. I was working for a business that was driven out of business by a greedy landlord who wanted double what my restaurant owner was paying. Popular family-owned restaurant, everybody loved it, but it's gone, and it's gone forever. The only way to combat this is to stop allowing the bigger businesses into the city. A lot of cities in California and other places have put moratoriums on huge corporate outlets, but we're getting another one in Citrus Heights, where the good old nursery was on Sunrise. We're getting a Smart and Final. Now, that's going to put the final nail in the coffin of any small business around there.
Jeannie Bruins.
Thank you. Many years ago, I took a class that was offered by the California State Chamber of Commerce on economic development. It was a kind of a one-day, cram it all in, 8 hours kind of class. But the overriding message that came out of that is that economic development is dependent upon jobs. It's not dependent upon building new rooftops. It's not dependent upon bringing in more retail for sales tax. It's about jobs. And so we have a thriving retail community in Citrus Heights. I support that community and any new retailers that want to come in. And the reason I support that is because they've done their work. They know that our demographics will support it. But in addition to that, I also support job diversity. And as a government, it is our job, number one, to step aside and stay out of the way and not put onerous policies in place that would drive business out, and also to assist where we can, where we've done it with our sign program, we've done it with our sewer credits, we've done it with our design program, where we help the business to come in, to grow, and to thrive in Citrus Heights. Thank you.